time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomach, and I'm talking today with Alicia Grossenheider.
Good morning, Montgomery County.
She's part of the Montgomery County Breast Cancer Support Group. You started it, correct?
I did. I don't want to take credit for it because Pam Johnson was a big reel behind me. My brother and I were co-chairs at the MCCA dinner, and I stood on the stage and said, I would really like to start a support group because I don't want any woman left behind. And Pam Johnson took that food for thought and rolled with it. And we started compiling a name of survivors in Montgomery County. And I sent letters out, and here we are, 7 years later. It's absolutely incredible.
All right. And you are a two-time cancer, breast cancer survivor.
Yes, I am. Absolutely. Keep the ball rolling.
Yeah. And can you kind of start out by telling us your story?
Yes. In 2005, I was diagnosed with stage 2B breast cancer. And 8.5 years later, I developed another problem, and it became stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. But I have a unique kind that's called HER2 positive, and it produces a protein. With that said, the antibodies that they give me once a month keeps it in check right at the moment. So we're just going to roll as long as we can roll. And there are many drugs out there that I can be on that will keep it hopefully in check for many, many years to come.
So you said the first was 8 years ago?
First was 10 and a half years ago.
10 and a half years ago, okay. Mm-hmm.
In 2005, February of 2005. Then 2013, I started with another problem. I just didn't feel good. But I knew there wasn't something right because I always feel like $1 million. Always. And there just wasn't something right. And there is a little bit of a hypochondriac part of you when you have had cancer. So you have to stop to determine whether or not this is the hypochondriac side of you or is this the real side of you. And pursued the doctors for about 6.5 weeks and said, okay, I have a problem because I don't feel any better now than I did before. So that's when we started doing some testing. I had some bumps, which were probably lymph nodes, and they were swelled and things weren't right. So yes, my tumor marker was elevated again. And I had just had a clean bill of health in May, and this was August. So
what are some of the, I guess, the differences from the first time and the second time and some things that you've learned?
As far as chemotherapy goes, the chemo was probably about the same. I just had some of the sister drugs to what I had had before, or cousins, sometimes they call them that. The nausea, this time around, I couldn't really get in check as well as I had the time prior to it. My best advice to everyone is to not think you're he woman or he man, that you don't have to take the anti-nausea medicine. Take it regularly. Take it just like the doctor says. Don't miss a dose. It will make you feel better. I did struggle a little bit this last time. I tried to do that, and I still kind of had that pit in the bottom of my stomach, but it was okay. I worked. I functioned. I just didn't eat a lot, and it was okay. If I didn't put a lot down there, I was not too bad, and once the chemo was over and out of my body, I've gained 10 pounds back, and we're rolling again, so.
All right. So along those lines, what is some advice that you have for people maybe dealing with breast cancer right now?
Your darkest days are the midst of your diagnosis. Where am I going? What am I doing? What hurdles are in front of me? And you will slam into a hurdle, but you have to crawl over it and keep on rolling. Don't lay down in the middle of the road. Don't let it mull over you. You're still the same person you were before the cancer. You just have something you have to deal with. The difference in treatment versus the first time is those antibodies that I'm on. The first time I was on the antibodies for a year, and then I was able to get off of them. I just had one drug. At that time, there were two drugs out there, Tykerb and Herceptin. Herceptin was the first to break. By the time I was done with treatment, there was another drug called Tykerb. Now, 8.5 years later, there's another two drugs, Perjeta and Kadcyla. In just 10 years, there's been four drugs. And I have three of those banked, but I haven't even been on. So that's incredible. I'm on Perjeta right now, that it's married with the Herceptin, the first time. Herceptin was alone, this time it's with Perjeta, and it's working phenomenally. So I know that I have drugs banked that I haven't even been on. So, and I've got a little over two years down. So,
all right. So you're talking a lot, very intelligently about things, you know, that are going over my head. But what was kind of the learning and teaching yourself the process, just kind of, you know, like what you're saying, like
listening
what the
to
drugs
the
do and...
listening to the doctors, researching the meds that you're on. A lot of people with breast cancer will understand these exact words and that I'm stating: the HER2 positive, the Arimidex, the hormone therapies, you know, all of that, the non-hormone therapy. You know, there's so many women out there. A tumor is broke down into three parts as far as breast cancer goes: hormonal, progesterone, and HER2. And I was a triple positive, which a lot of women will relate to that. Your best case scenario is positive, positive, negative. Then there's a triple negative. So
can you kind of explain those?
Well, their receptors are not on a triple negative. You're not receptor positive to any of those three: HER2, progesterone, or hormone. A lot, like 80%, I don't want to say 80% because it's probably 60% of the women are positive, positive, negative. That's your best case scenario. And then there's a large group of us that are triple positive or triple negative. So you just have another dealing. You just have to deal with it in a different way. For us that are now triple positive and can get the Herceptin, get the antibodies, we have just a little up on it because it doesn't tear up my white blood or our red blood. Everything's normal when I go in, and they just kind of watch my levels to make sure everything stays in check. And everything's perfect.
Okay.
Tumor marker is low, just as low as it's been for the last 10 years.
All right. So going back to advice, what is some advice you have for people who maybe have someone in their life dealing with breast cancer, just kind of talking about it? And
absolutely. You, when they go into the doctor, just make sure if they have a question, they have a list of questions for the doctor. And remember, you're the employer. You have every bit the right, you're paying them. You have every bit of the right to know everything that you can possibly know. You are the employer. You are employing your doctor, and you're depending on his advice to be the best advice out there. And if you're not comfortable, it's okay. We are not compatible with everybody, so it's okay to move on. Best advice, don't lay down in that street, and don't let that cancer mull over you. When you're dealing with someone, it's much harder to watch the one you love go through it than it is for that person to go through it, unless they're deathly, deathly ill. And, you know, then it's a struggle for that person. And we just need to pray for that person that they have the strength to overcome those.
So tell me a little bit about the Montgomery County Breast Cancer Support Group. And I know you talked a little bit about how it got started, but
I have an enormous group of ladies behind me. We all work very feverishly in Montgomery County, and without them, this would never happen. It is not one person. It is a team of ladies that bond together. We talk, we laugh, we giggle, and we work really hard to make sure that there is no woman in Montgomery County or man in Montgomery County left behind, because many men can get breast cancer also. So right now we are blessed with a lot of financial help from Montgomery County, of people raising funds for us. So we have been able to supply a woman with four $100 gift cards for gas or food as their choice, even if they are approaching surgery and need a little, you know, some button-up shirts or they need some things for surgery. Those are Walmart gift cards that we purchase at Zion Lutheran Script Program. So we help out the school also. So we try to help out in every corner that we can go. We have an amazing treasurer. We have an amazing secretary. We have a lady that sends out the thank yous for the group. We really work together. We have lots of women that start some walks. We have a huge walk in Farmersville every year. We have ladies that take care of the t-shirts, everything. Everybody works together.
So when did you say you started it?
In 2007.
Okay, so 8 years?
Yeah, 7 or 8 years around there. You know, we started by compiling, and then we started by helping a woman with a $25 gift card, and now we're at 400.
Wow.
And we've been at 400 now for quite a while.
All right.
A couple years.
So what kind of, I guess, response have you had?
An amazing response. An amazing response. And then I also sit on the board for MCCA, which is the Montgomery County Cancer Association. And last month alone, we had $13,000 in assistance to Montgomery County and patient assistance. That is helping people with telephone bills, power bills, medical bills. You are allotted a certain amount every year, and then you have mileage. And we have 83 people right now we are helping in Montgomery County.
Wow.
Montgomery County is all about Montgomery County.
Yes.
And we might be a poor county, but we are not in our wealth of supporting every function, whether it is your school to keep sports going, whether it's the Heart Association, whether whatever it be, the hospital. There's a hospital gala coming up. Montgomery County supports Montgomery County 100%.
Yep. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to read this last paragraph here that has been in a Montgomery, or not Montgomery County, actually. It was the Women and Children's Program in Springfield. I was approached by a lady that wanted me to tell my story, and it was in the Buzz, and then they touched on it a little bit with Channel 20 here a couple weeks ago. So here I am, healthy, very healthy to be exact, and very happy. At the beginning of my journey, I made the decision to take this as a learning opportunity to find out my true self. I am here to tell you that I am here to tell everyone that I'm a strong woman that has fought cancer twice and won. I have left many bumps in the road, as this just seemed to be mine, that I have decided to face on with a positive attitude. Life has so much to offer. As a 38-year-old that knew that my time was not done, and now that I am 50, I am still not done. I am embracing my over-the-hill age and will become to live the life that I love with my family, my friends, and my most opportunity. The Lord will conquer anything. Thanks. Thanks, Montgomery County.
Thank you, Alicia. You've been listening to this week's edition of Around Montgomery County with my guest, President of the Montgomery County Breast Cancer Support Group, Alicia Grossenheider, and I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.